Time for the Thursday 7:30 Yelp, because it's Thursday at 7:30. Time for the Yelp. Michael's here.
Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, sir. Now, today is Thursday, but we are talking about Sunday.
That's right. Sunday school is in session. Ice cream Sunday school.
So, Sundays.
Yeah.
That's Sundays. What they're called.
Ice cream Sundays.
Ice cream Sundays with the banana.
D-A-E instead of D-A-Y.
With the banana.
That's right. Sometimes a banana. That would be a banana split.
Okay.
Which is mentioned in here and included.
Okay.
We are going to take a look at two banana splits. One is at Red Hut Cafe, the legend from the lake, Lake Tahoe. They have a do-it-yourself kind of customizable banana split, which is amazing. And Nicole B., Yelper extraordinaire, she mentioned it and said that they serve swimming pool size ice cream sundaes.
Nice.
Say that 10 times fast.
Swimming pool size sundaes.
The other one in here is from Cafe Milano inside the Peppermill. And the cool thing about there is that if you check in on Yelp when you visit that restaurant, you do get a free dessert.
Nice.
So that is an extra perk.
Yes.
Also included in this weekly Yelp, the Wild River Grill. Now, if you don't, you may not think of ice cream sundaes as soon as you, when you think of Wild River Grill.
No.
But they have this Truckee River mud dessert, mud pie.
Mmm.
That's actually this decadently rich brownie topped by a Klondike bar.
Yeah.
Topped by whipped cream and all kinds of other deliciousness, coffee and stuff. It's incredible.
I think I just gained 2 pounds.
Yeah, and if you haven't had it, just go there and eat it on the river while the summer's still happening.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Good stuff.
Also mentioned in the Weekly Yelp is Roxy, another one that I had not thought of inside the El Dorado.
Oh, okay.
They have a vanilla ice cream sundae with Oreo cookies at the bottom.
Nice.
And candied almond slices and whipped cream.
Delicious.
I mean, I really want ice cream.
Yeah.
Also included, Lazy Sunday Food Truck. If you haven't caught them out at Reno Street Food, they do amazing ice cream sandwiches with your choice of homemade butterscotch, strawberry, and chocolate sauce as well.
Mm-hmm.
This comes from Yelper Todd S. And he also raved about their banana splits and their ice cream sandwiches. And you can also find some ice cream sandwiches over at Sweets right there in South Virginia by
Nordstrom's.
Yes.
The Rack.
That's right. Next
yes.
to The Rack and We Olive Wine Bar.
Longtime supporters of Exville Sweets Handmade Candies.
Absolutely. Exciting things happening this weekend.
What?
The 7th annual CanFest International Canned Beer Festival is happening this weekend on the 29th at the Peppermill.
Okay.
Doors open at 6 o'clock for general admission. We do have a few free tickets on yelp.com/events/Reno.
Okay.
So you can click over to there and see if there's still a few left. There's also a Mark Esty family tour happening this weekend at Reno Provisions.
Uh-huh.
An exciting happening. If you haven't checked out Reno Provisions, you get to see exactly what farm to table and nose to tail means by kind of taking a tour of the bakery, their butcher shop, everything else that's happening at Reno Provisions, because there is a whole lot of things that going on there. You can get prepared foods, everything. So make sure you check that out Saturday, August 29th. That is in the afternoon, so you could do that and visit the beer festival that evening.
That's a full day.
Tonight, it's Thursday, and that means it's time for the farmer's market. So before you head out, make sure you're tuned in to KTHX 100.1
nice.
On your FM dial. And we'll see you next week on the Weekly Yelp.